You see, that's what prayer does for us. You see, God's manna, God is all around us. But without prayer, we don't understand that it's there. We don't know that it's there, and many times our souls just shrivel up and practically die because, and why? We're sitting in the universe's largest body of spiritual health, and that's God's presence. Prayer taps that for us. Prayer taps that. Now, so, prayer is to the soul what breathing is for the body. We couldn't survive without air, and we really, though we don't know it, we don't survive, we can't survive spiritually without prayer. The soul depends on prayer. Prayer is breathing to the soul. It is opening ourselves up to God and allowing God to come in. Now, is the prayer I spoke of earlier wrong? Absolutely not. I pray breath prayers all day long. As a matter of fact, sometimes I don't say amen in my prayers because I want every word I speak that day to be a prayer to God. And so whenever I talk to somebody, I'm really thinking, man, I'm praying here. I'm talking to Bill, but you know what? I'm praying to God too. Right? So I hope you do that as well. But we've got to give ourselves the opportunity to pray to God, to converse with God, to be with God. You see, when we spend time with God in prayer, in conversation with God, in fellowship with God, we will experience God in our life and a spiritual peace in our life. It will come over our life. We will see God in the world around us where before we would have missed God. Prayer opens our lives up to God, and we can truly experience God in our lives, and God's will and our will work at becoming one when we do this. And it's only because of what God did through Jesus Christ that we can have this line of communication. Now, as we begin to experience God in our life and your wills become closer and closer together, there will be aspects of your life that you will realize are out of sync with God's will. And one of those is our finances. One of those is our finances. Now, as we think about our finances, and as we begin to pray and grow deeper with God, you will be able to look at your checkbook, and for many of us, look at your calendar, but that's not today, is it? And figure out that we are not really in sync with the one who created us. There are many areas in our life, I'm sure, but one for many of us will be how we use and think about money. You heard me say this before, but here are some of the crazy things that people would do for money. It comes from the book, The Day America Told the Truth, by James Patterson and Peter Kim. They reveal some shocking statistics on how far people in this country are willing to go for money. 25% would abandon their entire family for money. 23% would become prostitutes for a week or more. 16% would give up their American citizenship. 16% would leave their spouses for money. 10% would withhold testimony and let a murderer go free. 7% would kill a stranger. And 3% would put their children up for adoption. Where has our society gone? Where have we gone as a part of this society? There's a reason why many people do these stupid things. There's a reason we work ourselves into the grave at an early age, ignoring the people and things that matter the most in life. And the reason is this: we view money and the things it can buy as the answer to all of our prayers. Problems, excuse me. Freudian slip, I guess. speaking of culture.